That's how we build.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks
great. I'm starting it off right now. Welcome to Buzz of the Week. We're back, Chris. Everyone's loving us. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's loving us. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. Chris Watts. Let's talk about what the F is buzzing, man.
What is that damn buzzing sound?
Chris, man, a lot of talk about Fortnite. Now, some people may not know what Fortnite is. Some people may definitely know what Fortnite is. So I'm kind of I'm one of those people that's in the middle. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna say what I know about it, and then you can add on the frosting.
Okay, I like this.
So from what I gather, Fortnite is a game that is on the gaming platforms, PlayStation, Xbox, all of them, right?
PC, yep. And now
now it's big now on mobile, right?
Yep. So far, so good.
Now, that's probably my extent of it. I know that much. I know that it's a game. I'm assuming it's very much like a Halo. It's like a first player kind of you play with a group of people or like in a online in a forum, right?
Close. Yeah, it's third person over the shoulder.
Okay.
So that's not first person shooter. Oh, okay. So you see yourself running around and stuff.
More like World of Warcraft?
Yeah, similar to that in a lot of ways, or Minecraft, but with way better graphics.
Are there like a handful of characters you pick from, or you create your own character? Kind of like, is it like the Oasis of Player One, Ready Player One?
No, it's way more defined. Like, especially all the buzz a lot of people are hearing is because there's the game Fortnite, which is actually a game that you play where like it's just like a zombie survival game. You pick your whatever your character is, and you get weapons, and you try and build defenses to hold back these zombies. All this buzz has come out in the past few months because they have something called Fortnite Battle Royale, which is attached.
Right.
And that's the free-to-play one. But no, you're not. There's some modification as you go. And if you put like pay $10 or however much to get like starter packs, you can earn stuff too. Like you can earn different backpacks and parachutes and different skins that you can put on and stuff like that. But for the most part, like if you're just starting the game out, you don't get to really pick anything. You just say, that's my character. It randomly generates a character, one of like five plain normal characters. And then you start playing the game. So there's not a lot of modification. Can't make them look like you, but there's a ton of modification in the sense that you can get like different outfits and different pickaxes and all kinds of stuff like that, which is really cool.
How long has the game been out?
Let's see here. September of 2017, it launched for, I'm just reading this right off of here. Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, PlayStation 4, Xbox One in September 2017 is when Battle Royale dropped.
Interesting.
And it has taken over since then.
When did the original game come out before Battle Royale?
Fortnite dropped in July of 2017.
So the game has had some success, and they're like, they didn't have that online platform to play against everybody else until they dropped Battle Royale.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's another game that's called PUBG, which is a very similar. It's more of like a Call of Duty type feel to it. It's a little more gritty, a little more tense, very similar in a lot of ways. Battle Royale Fortnite is a little more cartoony. It's not as cartoony as like World of Warcraft, but the colors are a little more vibrant. The numbers are a little bit like it's just a little less gritty.
Would you say it's similar to kind of like the Grand Theft Auto 5 online play?
I would say PUBG is a lot like that. Yeah.
Okay.
This one is a lot more like, this is honestly the perfect example is, and it's actually on here. I'm just reading it, but because I've always said it's Minecraft because you can build stuff, but also it's Left 4 Dead. If you remember that zombie game, it's like really fast paced and it was pretty colorful and kind of like cartoony in a way. And so this is way more a mix of that.
Since they've dropped this game, I just see it everywhere.
Yeah,
when I'm looking for news, I have yet to play. I've kind of taken a hiatus on my gaming,
take a little break.
Mostly because I'm in between consoles right now.
I'm trying to pick the best one.
I've been saving up for a PlayStation 4.
I've seen this game everywhere. I'm like interested because they're opening up the mobile app is available now. Is that right?
It is already been released. It's like not a limited release, like a slow roll release. What I get, like you put in for an invite to it, and then they can send you stuff, and you can download it. But a lot of people have it. It's definitely taken over.
My next question for you, Chris, is. Is this game worth the hype, or is it just like for some reason this game is just one of the hot games right now and will probably, it's not the best game out right now, but like I remember when Halo dropped Sure. Halo, I'd be in the college dorm room. That was like the dorm game. Like everybody was playing against like four dudes, never leave the room, just fucking
red team, blue team in each other.
Soda, Red Bull, and fucking every potato chip ever. And they'd be like, yo, we're getting on the sticks tonight, bro.
Then they'd gonna hit those sticks, bro.
This is like 2000, 2002, 2003 area. So yeah, that Xbox, that was like Xbox's thing. Is this a hype game, or is this like the game that people need to be on? For instance, like right now, I'm in between platforms. Should I be like, oh shit, I'm missing out because I'm not on this game. I need to go get it.
I mean, the coolest part is I think that it's a mix, because I think there's a lot of, obviously it's got a ton of hype. Like we're saying, you can't go, I mean, if whatever you're seeing about gaming or whoever, you know, it's going to come up in your life. If you got kids or whatever. I think that there's obviously a lot of hype, but there's a lot of hype for good reasons. I think it plays off the same things that made like Halo's multiplayer and battle mode. I think it plays off what made those so successful, or Call of Duty, or what's that one? Counter-Strike. Like those ones that every 5 years, there's always like a new one. But I think this one is also changing the game, not intended, because there's Battle Royale is free. So it's free to play. You literally just download the app. You can go on at any time, any access. You can just start it up, and you can just join a match right there where it's you versus 100 people. And you can be you against 99 other people. It can be you and someone you're partnered with against the other 48 teams or 49 teams. And there's also squad, which is you and three other people trying to fight off all the other teams. So it takes like max time you're going to spend on each game round is like 15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes if you last really long. That's what she said. I think that has changed a lot because it's free to play. It's a great game that's free to play. It also does a cool thing where, like I was talking about the mods and stuff earlier. Right. It doesn't matter how many mods you earn. It doesn't matter how much money you dump into the game. Like there is loot systems. You can buy V-Bucks, and then V-Bucks you can use to buy new gear and all kinds of stuff like that. But it doesn't impact how you play the game. Like when you're in the game, like you can't get a suit that makes you faster. You can't get a parachute that makes you drop quicker. You can't get access so that you're always going to get a great gun. Like when every match starts, you're on a level playing field. Now that's taking skill out of the equation, because there are people that are just super good that have put a lot of hours or really talented gamers. Right. So that's just going to happen. But for the most part, like anybody can win a match that first time if you get lucky, or if you make the right moves kind of deal.
You just broke it down into layman's. So I gotta give you some claps on that one.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I love the claps. Oh, it's too much. It's just shut up.
All right. I killed it. You're done.
The other part I do want to say about this though, that I think is the other key, because it has a lot of things that make it really easy to access and make it a lot of fun. I've been crazy, like addicted to it. But I think what it's doing for generations as well is that it took these, you know, older, not older necessarily, but like, you know, like 20s and whatever plus gamers that were looking for like a new shooter platform that they could be a part of, and like a new community, a new game like that, or a new Halo or a new Counter-Strike, whatever. Even though those games still get played like crazy, but it brought them.
I feel like Halo's kind of died out though, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of years now. It brought all those people back down to be like, hey, here's this game. But also, one of the coolest parts of the game is that when you're in the battle, you have a pickaxe as one of your like tools that you run around with, and you chop down trees or houses or rocks or whatever, and then you can bring up a little map and you can quickly build stuff. So like in the original game, you build walls to keep zombies out. In this one, you can build a tall tower fort that you can perch up in and shoot at somebody, or you can, if somebody shoot at you, you can build walls really quick in front of you.
You can snipe out, like in Grand Theft Auto, you just hop on that top of the building, just snipe out cops.
Well, not really, because then somebody will just like build a ramp that leads up to you from behind and they'll just knock you out, or they'll build their own tower taller than yours, or they'll build something that like runs all the way across and drops them on. Like you build these crazy wood, metal, or stone structures to protect yourself or to give yourself strategic advantages, and that is bringing in the whole generation of Minecraft young kids and stuff. They're like really about like building and creating, because while your creations don't last,
you're still basically building this world around you in the same sense of this like like Secret Wars kind of, in a sense.
Yeah, while you're having a 15 minute battle and trying to not get killed and kill other people, you also are trying to be like, okay, cool, I need to chop down that tree right now, because if somebody's around this bend, I gotta throw up three walls, and then I gotta put a ramp so I can get to the top before they shoot me, and I gotta shoot them, and I gotta be like, you're putting it brings in, it's not just run, hide, shoot. It's literally all you can do is crouch, sprint, and jump, and then you find weapons as you go, and the only thing you can do is build towers and roofs and floors, and that helps you get to areas to maybe access chests. Like, there's a whole creative aspect that's being blended with, like, this, with this third-person cartoony shooter, and that's why it's just any, it's so accessible to anybody.
So do you need, but do you, so do you need, like, money, or, like, how am I, do you just, you have the capability to build whatever structure? You don't have to have, like, money in the game?
No, no money, like, no. Every time you start out, you're at zero, and you just start harvesting. You just go to, like, the tree with your pickaxe, you got to knock at it, and it gives you, awards you so much, so like, wood.
So it's like, for, like, in Warcraft, that's what you had to do, and you
you're just gathering.
And you build, okay.
Totally, you're gathering, so you can you can just go and gather. Like, that's the first thing you try and do. You land, and then, because it starts off, you're flying over an island in a plane, and then you, it dumps you. You can pick where you jump out, and you parachute down to the ground where you want on this big island. But then that's the
you
first
DB
thing is like,
Cooper it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, exactly. You got to jump out with all the money. No, you just run and you find, like, the good thing to do is, like, find a chest or a weapon to protect yourself. And then you just, like, make sure you're safe. Then you start harvesting a tree. And the other cool aspect is that the, as there's the thing called the storm. And so as time passes, you have a safe window of, like, 2 minutes, let's say. And when that gets to zero, then the storm starts to close in on a ring on the island. And maybe it closes in a minute, right? And then 2 minutes later, the ring gets smaller, and then the storm starts to close in. So it's forcing you to move to a certain area. So by the end of the game, it's bringing everybody together. So you don't have, like, somebody camped out in a weird place that you have to go find, and the game takes 3 years. Now, at a certain point, the storm is pushing you all together.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you hear about it, you hear, like, all these people, you hear stuff like this guy Ninja that plays it, and people watch him making $500,000 a month just in donations he gets from people who are watching him play. He's also the one that just had that.
I thought he was making, you segued really quickly, but let me, because I want to talk about this. This is
take it down.
This is
take it
crazy
down.
Next level element to gaming.
It's big time.
Let's backtrack. We need to rewind. If I had that sound lined up, Chris, I'd use
it. Later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to use your voice doing that. That's better. There's this guy. His name's Travis something or other. But he goes by the name Ninja. And there's this platform, for those who don't know, called Twitch. And it's basically a platform where gamers go and you can watch people play video games. It may not be in a household thing, but it is very big. It's something I'm trying to figure out right now.
I am trying to learn this.
Because I see it so much, and I think it's actually one of the most genius platforms out of all social media. There's this guy named Ninja who's developed a fan base on there. He's been on there for a while, forever. But he gets at least 100,000 people watching him play video games.
Watching him play.
You can actually, I believe, save what your live stream. It's like a live stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a live stream on Twitch. You just join and watch.
Yeah, you got a chat set up, and you can interact with people. From what I read, and Chris, I could be wrong, maybe you can clear this up, is that he was taking his videos, uploading them to YouTube, and he was making $500,000 a month.
Between the two?
Just on YouTube.
Oh, shoot, because he makes a ton. If you watch the Twitch, the donations just roll in the whole time.
Yeah, no, I read this was just, he was making $500,000 a month. Just on YouTube. Just to play video games.
Just to play video games. Just sit there and play video games and talk
so
and
this,
say thanks and all kinds of shit.
You know, Chris, this was part of a segue for the show, but, you know, Chris hasn't even mentioned yet. So this guy was already popping. He's the celebrity in the Twitch world, in the gaming world. People know this guy. Somehow, somewhere along the line, and it comes deal with Fortnite, Drake follows this kid on Instagram or something.
Somehow gets to know he's out there.
Champagne Poppy. I don't know why that's Drake's handle. I don't know why.
But it is.
No, it's a terrible handle. Everybody knows it. Had to air horn that. anyway. So Drake follows him on Instagram and he's playing. I don't know if he's playing Fortnite at the time. I think he is. And his fans are like, hey, man, like Champagne Poppy's following you on Instagram or whatever. And he's like, I don't know who that is. He goes, looks it up.
I don't know who that is.
He actually doesn't even look. He doesn't even look it up. And people are like, yo, man, it's Drake.
And he's like, oh, and I better check that out.
And they're like, yo, it's Drizzy Drake Rogers. Drake. And he's like, you mean Jimmy in the wheelchair? He doesn't know.
They're like, yeah.
Nah, he
that
knows.
Guy.
Obviously, he obviously knows who Drake is. So then he's like, oh, like later. Part of the story that's actually genius is he plays it mad cool. And he's like,
doesn't
jump
freak
to
out.
It.
He doesn't get all like, oh.
He's like, oh. He doesn't stop the game to like you know, he's like, whatever, cool.
True professional up, in the game.
He's like,
world.
I guess it is Drake. And so he follows Drake back. And so I imagine this is like a big, like, people are just on pins and needles.
Is it gonna
in the Twitch
happen?
World? Just like, what's going on? What's happening? Like, and so Drake hits him up in the DM. Slides up in his
DMs.
Slides
into his DMs.
He's like, hey, man, I like your stream. We should play sometime. And so guy's like, cool. They
sure.
They schedule a play date. I guess Drake misses it or whatever. This is where it gets weird, crazy for me. Time goes by. And then all of a sudden he gets a text from Drake. And he's like, yo, let's play. The story I read, it never exchanged phone numbers. So I don't know where it came from. Like, how do you just get, like, oh, how so does
just,
Drake
like,
just
reach out,
text you?
You got unless he's got money, that shit people can on, just find it, yeah.
Well, unless he's got that thing on Instagram where you can actually call and text people.
Jeez.
If you have, because people put their information up there. Facebook!
He's like, let's play together.
Anyway, so yeah. So he's like, yo, let's play together. There's multiple levels here, right? You got one of the biggest celebrities in the world out of his realm talking about a game, a specific game, to another person. Maybe the Drake or hot figure in that realm. And so there's this weird thing. And then it elevates the two things that that went out of all of it is definitely Twitch and definitely Fortnite.
Yeah, big time.
When Drake's on Fortnite, Drake's playing Fortnite, the world knows Drake's playing Fortnite and nobody knows what Fortnite is.
And nobody understands. A lot of people don't understand it. And they're like, oh, we got to. I mean, it had when they played, what did it get? 600,000 people were watching.
Something stupid. And it elevated Ninja's platform
big
to a whole nother level. But the funny thing is like, that's the talk, right? Like,
right.
Yo, man, Drake's playing Fortnite. Oh, what? He's playing Fortnite? Wait, man, what the fuck is Fortnite? And now you have people talking about Fortnite.
Yeah, getting into Fortnite, it's a great marketing ploy.
People are just like, yeah, people are fucking Twittering and Instagramming like, oh, shit, Drake on Fortnite. And then there's like it blows up so fast, so big that people are like, don't want to say, hey, man, I don't know what Fortnite is.
And there's like, cool, yeah, I'm definitely going to Google that on my phone and know exactly what that's all about.
Like, everyone's excited for some reason, and they're like, but wait, man, like, I don't, what's Fortnite?
That's you know what I'm saying? Buzzy. That's why it's buzzing.
Crazy. I can't imagine. So, not only did Drake elevate the video game, which is already on a level of it's not, what do you call it, plateauing anytime soon.
No, it's still on a rise.
He just made this other guy who was already killing it a celebrity.
Yeah, way more famous than he was. And he was already super famous.
He was already super famous. $500,000 a month from YouTube alone.
Not bad.
Just when I read that stat, I was like,
damn,
fucking get my YouTube game up.
YouTube game going. It's crazy. I mean, it's obviously a big game. Like you said, it's not plateauing, but it I think that if it's something if this at all interests you, check it out. If you're not a gamer, you're not into it all. At least now you know what it is, and we gave you a little insight. But try it for
Definitely.
Yourself. If you hate it, you hate it. You can play it on so many systems that it's pretty sweet. And check it out. And if, like I said, if you're not a gamer and you hate games, then you shouldn't be listening to this. Number one, you wasted 20 minutes of your life.
But if you want to know more, if you really want to know what Drake is into, maybe you could play Drake on
you
Twitch
just never
while he's
know.
On his Twitch stream. Playing Fortnite, you don't know. I read real quick this article, and it was where this ninja dude was like, I know I make money off playing video games, and I know that I have fans and things, but like, at what point does Drake know that he's Drake?
Right.
Which I thought that was an interesting quote. It makes a lot of sense. I'm leaving you with that. This is Buzz of the Week. He's Chris Watts. I'm motherfucking Bradley Baxter.
Ooh,
wrong button again.
The wrong button.
Loving that.
We're learning
Man,
it.
That's gonna be the show. Kids love it. And we out of here, baby. We'll leave it on the clap. This is Buzz of the Week. We out, baby.
Bye. Now the shit's about to kick off this party. Let's go.